You know, it took a while in bluegrass music to welcome women into the music, not only for their singing, but for their songwriting ability and showmanship. And God love them, they're all very much a part of bluegrass today. But that's not been the case in old-time pre-bluegrass country music. What you're going to hear now led up to bluegrass music. You might say that old-time music is to bluegrass what ragtime is to Dixieland music. This is the music that you're about to hear that caused bluegrass to be formed by Bill Monroe in 1945. And the women down through the years that have contributed to it include Ramona Jones, Grandpa's fiddling wife, Cousin Emmy, a great banjo player from Kentucky, Lulu Bell of the National Barn Dance, Lily Mae Ledford, the Coon Creek Girls, Aunt Samantha Baumgarten. There's a great list of people who women who have played old-time music. What you're about to hear is what really caused it all. Ladies and gentlemen, round of recording artists, Uncle Earl.
Song about drinking. Jump in that river and drown. And it's all, it's hard by It's hot. Oh, stop.
You're asking for that, Abby. You're asking for that.
I guess that was a leading statement or something.
It's hot, but we're glad we're here anyway.
Yeah.
And we're glad you're hot, too. We're not alone in our hotness. We love you too.
We're going to have the woman from Colorado, Lyons, Colorado, do this next one for you. It's an original. She wrote it. It's about really beautiful little creature. It's called Bluebird. Please make a welcome, Casey Groves. Casey Groves. Thank you. I didn't see any of you dancing. She's fun to watch. She lives in, Kristen, where do you live right now? Boston. Oh, okay, Watertown, Massachusetts. Oh, wow, yeah, we got somebody from Watertown out there. And she's going to do one of her original songs later on, but obviously she's playing all the instruments, and she dances, like, amazingly. Give her a shout. Miss Kristen Andresen.
Are you people all really from Watertown? From Watertown? I live around your Watertown Square. Okay, sweet.
The vocal? Oh, that vocal. Oh.
Yeah, she's leaving now in a second.
That's all right. Well, tell them about this song.
Oh, yeah, okay, we're going to do another song.
There was a little of this happening last night.
Oh. See, I got in this morning, so I don't really know what happened with Earls last night, but...
Well, let's say there was a Red Stick Rambler dance involved.
Okay.
And,
That sounds fun.
Who went to the dance? Yeah, it was pretty hopping, and you know, you hang out with people like the Red Stick Ramblers and you end up writing songs like this one.
That's the truth. I take to loving like a fish takes to a lake. Take to loving like a fish takes to a lake. It's early in the morning, and Lord, I'm still awake. Yo, lo, lady. I was born in the country, he thinks I'm easy to rule. I was born in the country, he thinks I'm easy to rule. Love for you guys to sing along. One, two. Got a man in Kentucky, one in Tennessee. I got a man in Kentucky, one in Tennessee. And if I'm lucky, they both think they got me. Yo, lolly, yo, lolly. Thank you.
So last night we were trying to get they wouldn't give us the big RV this year. Oscar Blues said that they promised it to someone else. I asked too late or something happened and gas is expensive. So we decided to stay in a hotel last night. So we were trying to get out of the festival grounds, and we got a little lost. We were driving around for about 45 minutes, and Laura and Kristen both live near Boston, and they started doing this Boston thing, like, you know, I think that Doc Watson becomes Tony Rice at a certain point, and I think that we passed. So anyway, we were lost, and then Raina said that she has a, after seeing all the names of all the bluegrass stars, she has a new goal in life. I thought maybe it was to steal all the signs. That was my first instinct. But
yeah, the band is divided between our goal in life being to have our name on one of the street signs and stealing all the street signs and doing something with them.
That rearranging.
Would, yeah, so, yeah, rearranging all the street signs or doing some kind of art installation.
I would like to stick them all together, like MASH. You know, the show MASH used to have all the signs, like, pointing different directions. You don't want us to steal them? Okay, the guy down here. What's your name? What's your name? Phil does not want you to steal the signs, just so you know.
Yes. He put them all up, and he wants them to stay where they are.
This is a public service announcement in disguise. We really mean to say, don't steal the signs. Thank you, people, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And, yeah, we got kind of relieved because we got to that one street where they changed name, like Monroe Boulevard. I mean, we should have known Monroe Boulevard was Main Street, right? That was the way out. And then, like, but all the names changed there. Is that true? Is that a system?
There's no system.
It's, oh, it's official. Pandemonium. Phil says there's no system. Phil just arbitrarily put them all up. Okay. Thanks, Phil.
Well, let it be known, my goal in life is to have a Grey Fox Street sign named after someone I know, at least. Isn't that you all's goal as well? That's really cool, right?
That was a very generous offer. Thank you very much.
So many generous offers. Thank you.
Well, we're going to do one off of our latest release, Waterloo, Tennessee, and this is sort of a country number. I know it's mighty hot out there to dance. We are going to play the dance tent in probably an hour and a half from now, so maybe we'll see you over there. In the meantime, if you sort of on a two-step in your chairs.
And this one, we're going to get Abby to sing this one, actually, and we're really excited that she's here with us. Some of you might have seen us last year, and we did a really awesome set with a whole bunch of guests, but there were some songs we couldn't do because we've got the woman who sings them here with us now. You're going to see her tonight with the Sparrow Quartet later, Abigail Washburn.
Lock up the door, throw away the key. You'll get no more love from me. Don't you know my name? Won't always be the same. La di day. Behind the door, beneath your feet, stepping on a heart that beats. I'm nearly 21. My race has only just begun. Hang your head and cry. You just said your last goodbye, babe. Thank you.
Guess what? She's also from Watertown, Massachusetts. She's our bass player this weekend. You should hear her play the fiddle and sing her original indie pop chop fiddle. I don't know how you describe it. Crazy music. That's why they call her Crazy Cortese Maker. Welcome, Laura Cortese. Thank you. By request, I think we're going to do that Crayola song. They're all tuning for Crayola. We got two left, and it's already said. We're playing the dance tonight. We're excited to be here. It's very hot. Are you guys having a good time out there?
How do you feel that?
I see a lot of appropriate headwear out there, too. Lots of nice hats. Is there a swimming hole? Is it true? I know there's a creek. Tell us after where that swimming hole is. It sounds pretty good. You haven't met our fiddle player. She used to be in Asheville, North Carolina. She lives now in Lexington, Kentucky. And would you please make her welcome Raina Gellert. Raina Lane.
Oh, Raina Lane. All right.
And if you know this one, sing along. I went to see the doctor, I had come down with the blues. She said, I cannot cure you, but here's something you could do.
What's that?
Pick out a piece of paper and go sit down for a while. And draw a pretty picture of something that makes you smile. Ooh. I know what makes me happy. I didn't have to think for long. But when I tried to draw it, it always came out wrong. I had a box of 12, 48, and 64. But nowhere could I find that one shade I was looking for. I guess I realized, should've come as no surprise, Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color to draw my love.
Yeah.
At first I thought of green-blue, but then I saw blue-green. And then again in bright light, they look aquamarine. And then at night they're darker and I looked again for you. Saw gray and black and red, walking after midnight blue. Hues of the deepest skies, they'd be a compromise. Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color to draw my love.
What about spring green?
Spring green is much too yellow. Sea green, that's far too pale. Cornflowers way too mellow, so I'll try again and fail. There's no way I can capture the way you make me feel. One look from you is rapture, blue or green or teal. No color qualifies, that crayon's telling lies. Crayola doesn't make a color. Hey look, it's periwinkle. So sure I had a nap, but you wink and there's a twinkle in your eye. And still somehow, I just can't get that sparkle. Those glitter crayons won't make me glow in the dark. We'll get it right, oh no they don't. Mr. Crayola tries, but I'm left to fantasize. Crayola doesn't make a color. Alright, we got one more verse. So just one more chorus. You wanna try, sing along. Your eyes, something darker. Let's see what I can find. Melted mahogany and I got the depth, but not the shine. Just about gave up and then I peeled the paper off a little and I really thought it could have been. Oh, not even. Your passport says they're brown, but I'm gonna keep looking round. Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color to draw my love. Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color to draw my love. No color to draw my
love. Was a Kristen Andreasen original. I know Gray Fox is in a new place and all, And I think it's really awesome. Are you guys feeling that? I'm feeling it. It's amazing. And it just, no matter where we are, it feels like we're at home together, y'all. Feels good. Feels good to be here.
I really think that they could hold this festival on the median of the freeway or the throughway or whatever you call it up here, and it would be the same festival. We got here, and there was the same guy with the dollar trying to trick us, and then there was the kids, and there's the dancers, and the people are so nice here. So I don't really think it matters where this festival is. It happens to be in a very, very beautiful spot. But it's the people and the bands and the people that help out, the volunteers, that make a festival beautiful. And I think this is a beautiful festival.
Yay, Green Fox! Woo! It's a love fest, people. All right, so here's our last tune. It's called Doctor Doctor.
Everybody ready?
Music, roots music, real Appalachian American music, Rounder recording artists, Uncle Earl. Oh, you like the old time music, huh? Uncle Earl, come on, get out here. What you're hearing here is what built the Grand Ole Opry in 1926. And George D. Hay, the solemn old judge, always used to say, let her go, boys. But in this case, let her go, girls.
Thank you so much. You people are out of control.
Thank you.
Oh, great old-time music. As Uncle Dave Macon would say, hot dog. Uncle Earl, proud of recording artists. You be sure to visit with him. You know, the Grand Ole Opry, 4 o'clock over at which tent? I don't have my notes in front of me. Which tent is that at 4 o'clock? Oh, yeah, but then at 4 o'clock, they're going to do in the dance tent. That's right, 4 o'clock, they're going to be back at the dance tent. So you be sure to get over for that. Uncle Earl at the dance...